We are learning Masechta Ksuvos, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning 8 lines from the top. Mosiv Rav Yosef. We are handling a machlokes if it's mutar livo b'tchila b'Shabbos, like the shaila is because he's making a chabura, or because he's making a Pesach, and it's a shaila of ein mechaven, yes mechaven, nein mechaven, mekalkel, not mekalkel. It's a shaila of mutar livo b'tchila b'Shabbos. Mosiv Rav Yosef. Rav has a kash like this. The Mishnah Maseches Brachos. Choson potter mekriyas shma laila harishon ad matzah Shabbos. A choson does not have to say kriyas shma from the first night or he gets married Wednesday night until matzah Shabbos. Im lo yasa ma'isa. If he wasn't bala yet, why not? Because he's nervous. He's nervous. He has to do the first bia. So then he doesn't have to say shema. So what's he nervous with? My love, the tarid the boy lemivel. He's tarid in the mitzvah of doing a bias mitzvah. And therefore, he has a ptur. Altswat oisik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So vice tois Friday night says you don't have to say shema. You can't do the mitzvah. No, he could do the mitzvah. We're saying it's oisik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So it's a raya. It's mutar live up to chil shabbos. So why else would we part of kriyas shema? Must be because oisik b'mitzvah. My lava tar the boil mitzvah. I'm lebay no loy the tar loy baal. He was tarred because he didn't do it yet. Avadis also do it. And Friday night's a free night. He can't even try. But he's upset, he's bitzar, they didn't get it done yet. So he's bitzar, that's what makes him potter in Kriyas Shema, which is a chiddush, because until now we were learning the Ptura is that oisik mitzvah mitzvah. Now we're saying a new chiddush, that being bitzar is a reason to be part of Kriyas Shema. Because Betzim, you can't do the bia. Amle Arava, Mishim tired the potter, you're potter because you're tired up because you're bitzar. El miyata, tavos finosa b'yam. Your ship sank, you had a big ship, that was full of schayra, and it sank in the yam. He lost $1 million on the stock market. The potter from Shema, Hachanami, the potter, Bechite, Machanami. Maybe tell me, yeah, Taka, maybe you're potter if you're bitzar like that. Vamrav Abba Azav, Domrav, Avel, Chayev, Bechol Mitzvah. Some words of Torah. Avel's Chayev in all the mitzvahs. This is talking about Avel, not an Oinen, Avel, because an Oinen Taka is potter because of Oisim Mitzvah, potter Mitzvah. But an Avel is Chayev, Bechol Mitzvah, some words of Torah. Chutz Benat Tfilin, besides the Tfilin, Shenemar, Behem Pe'er. It says Pe'er. It says by Yecheskel Pe'er Kachav Shalacha. We see it's called a Pe'er the Tefillin, and the Avil is Rashi says he's full of Afar, his head's full of Afar. He doesn't pass to put on a Pe'er on his head. Like upon him, it says Yechayv Ol Mitzvus, and the Avil is Bitzar, and still it's Chayv Ol Mitzvus. I can tell Mishtamazoy, why don't you say it's a mitzvah to be Avelus, which we Oysim Mitzvah to Mitzvah? Zog Rashi that there's no din that an Avil has to be Bitzar. There's din Avelus. There's no mitzvah to be ba'avelus. Like upon him, the kash is that if you're learning that tzar is enough to be pater, so why isn't avol pater? Why isn't tavas finos beyond pater? So how can you say pshat in this mishnah is because tarad loy baal tzar is not a p'tor. That's the kasha. Tzar is not a p'tor. So what's Rava's terence? Elam Rava, you're right. It's a good kasha, and this Mishnah in Maseches Brachos Mevuyer Muto Livo B'Tchila B'Shabbos because it says you're part of a Kriyas Shema. It has to be because you have to do the mitzvah. So it's a Chalakas Tanoim. He says you're right. Chalakas Tanoim. Rav Tanoi. The Tanakh Ado. One Brisa says Legabe Shema and Lo Yosam Ma'isa B'Risha in Potter. If you didn't do the Ma'isa on Wednesday night, you're part of a Kriyas Shema. Af B'Sheni. B'Sheni Potter Af B'Shlishi. If you didn't do the Ma'isa yet, you're Potter. If you didn't do the Ma'aseh Barishon, you part on the night, second night. The second night, you didn't do the mitzvah, part after Shlishi, even on Friday night. Why? Because you could do the mitzvah that night, according to this man, the Yama. But Tanya Yidach, Rishon, Shani Potter, Shlishi Chayev. Because this man, the Yama, also live up at Chil B'Shabbos. So Rava says, Taka, Amachlokes Tanoim. Amachlokes Tanoim, if you could do Mut live up at Chil B'Shabbos. But Abai says, no. Lekuli Yama, also live up at Chil B'Shabbos. Also live with Chil B'Shabbos. Aye, what's the tzad? Like Mr. Brachas said, one of these brachas, they put the Kriyas Shema. Aye, but tzar is not a heter. You can't do the bi. It's not an oisik mitzvah. So aye, tzar. Rabbi says, no. Abaya hustle manayim b'tirda pligi. They're arguing b'tirda. And Rashi explains that Abaya holds that it's not a kasha from Avel, if you want man the Yomar. V'loy domi la'avel, reading Rashi in the middle of the Maskev Abaya. V'loy domi la'avel, the torah tirda d'rashus. Shein tzari mitzvah. Masha'inkin, the tzar of not doing the bia is a tzar of a mitzvah. A tzar of a mitzvah is different than a tzar of not a mitzvah. And therefore, a vada is reason it's potter is not because oisik mitzvah the mitzvah. The p'tur is al tzar. And shani, tzar, the mitzvah from tzar of the rishos. So that's what Abaye. So according to Abaye and Rava, how to learn Machlokes Tanoim. According to Rava, Machlokes Tanoim is if Mutta live with Chiyuv Shabbos, so also live with Chiyuv Shabbos. And that's why Shavi Potter not. According to Abaye, everyone agrees also live with Chiyuv Shabbos. What's a Tzadi Potter? Because Tirda. It says by Ovali Chayim, Tirda. Teretz is Tirda the mitzvah is different. It's a Tirda of mitzvah, it's a Tzar of not doing the mitzvah is different. Zokhtu Gemara, Vahani Tanoi. Is kind to know you, which means Rava holds that the Machlokes says mut level, also level. He says v'hani tanoi kahani tanoi. It's like these tanoi, the tanoi, not the brisa. And Kohen says a psula, someone who marries a psula lo yivoil betchila v'shabbos should not do bia for the first time on Shabbos. V'chacham matirim chamol is mut to do the first bia on Shabbos. Man chacham, who's the chacham? So Rava says he has a Kabbalah that the Chum or Rabbi Rav Shimoni, Dom Hashem is Gav Mutta. It's going to Rav Shimon, the whole Dom Hashem is Gav Mutta. The reason why I said that there's a Kabbalah, because Be'etzim, how would Rabbi know that? All the Mepharshim, like the Hafla is busy with this, all the big Acharim are busy with this. How would you know it's Rav Shimon? It says Chum Atir most delivered with Chilu Shabbos. We had a Pshatim, all the Pshatim, how it came Mutta. Either it's Mekalkal or Mifkut Pocket. Whatever, and the Pesach is Mekalkal. Whatever the case is, how do you know it's Rav Shimon? But Rabbi Kabbalah, the reason why it's Mut is because it's Einem Eskavim. Maybe it's Issachavura, maybe it's the Pesach, but it's Einem Eskavim for that, and therefore it's Mut. So Rabbi says that the Chum is Rav Shimon, and we have here Mechlokes Tanoim first. This is the first Mechlokes Tanoim. This is even Abaye agrees, Pashtus Mechlokes Tanoim, if you can live over Tchil Shabbos. The Tanakam says no, and Chum says yeah. Omle Abaye, I don't understand. Same fear of Shimon, it's Mutta. Oh my Bible, where do you have Shimon, Sikresh, Loyamos? It's Chayr, it's Psikresh over here. It's a Psikresh of Loyamos. And obviously, we're going with the Teretz of Mekalkal. He's saying Chayr, it's Psikresh of Loyamos. Amalei, no, it's not a Shia, because it's clear he's not going Mekalkal. He's saying the Pshat, why it's Mutta, is like a Shimon, because it's Gavin. That's what Rabbi is saying. Why is it Mutta, because it's Gavin? Frey the Gemara, it's not a case of in mechavim. Why? It's a psik reisha. Halacha is by a psik reisha, it's not called in mechavim. When something is sure going to happen, it's not called in mechavim. In mechavim is only something, it's a suffix. So say I'm not mechavim for that. But if something is sure going to happen, it's not called in mechavim. But here it's a psik reisha that she's going to have dam pesulim. But moed of shem psik reisha liyomus. Amalei. So Rabbi answers loika halalu bavliyim sheim bekiyim baatia. Don't. This is not like the bavliyim who don't know how to do atia. El yesh bekiyim ba'atiyah. Some are bekiyim ba'atiyah. What does atiyah mean? Atiyah means, Shirashi says, shematim letztodim ve'imetziyin dam. They know how to get in without going through the psulim. They go through the side, and they're not moitzi dam. That means the membrane of the dam psulim does not cover the entire hole, and it's possible to get in without tearing the dam psulim, without tearing the membrane, without making a problem of dam psulim. Therefore, since it's shayach ba'atiyah, so therefore, it's not a psik reisha. Frey to Gemara, if people are bekiyim ba'atiyah, okay, now it's back shver. So he's saying, mutta livel b'tchila, why? Because go enem eskaven. Enem eskaven is mutta. It's not a psik reisha because baki ba'atiyah. In Cain, tarud lama. Why? We learned, by the way, I'll give you a kedama, we learned Rashi's pshat in the sugya. In Cain, tarud lama. So why is he tarud? Why is he tarud? L'chari says he's part of Kriyishma. And we're saying, now, Pshat, part of Kriyishma has to be, the Fib Rava, let's say, is because he wants to do the mitzvah. He's part of the mitzvah. What do you mean? If he's baki b'hataya, he's not nervous about it. He's not tarud. He's such a big baki, he can do hataya. He for sure is not nervous about the etzem bia. So why is he nervous? Im gitarud lama. And for the Gemara, l'sha ain't a baki. It's going, the nervous guy is the ain't a baki. So freit the Gemara, so yemru, Baki mutter, sheni baki also. So if there's two types, so why does Chacham say mutter to do beer with Chilu Shabbos? The Ma'aseh Fida ain't a baki is also because ain't a baki is a psik reisha. So the more roiv bekiyim men, roiv people are bekiyim, and therefore stoma is not a psik reisha, and we could say it's mutter. So that's what comes out if Fi Rashi, and Fi Rashi would come out like this: that if you know someone that's not a baki, avad of a him, it's also live over b'tchila b'shabbos. But Roy Bekim, therefore Racham said matirim, therefore Racham said stam, said a loss of matirim, because he was going on the right. So let me ask you a question, a Pashto Cheshman question. It comes out like this. If you're a baki, you chayiv in Shema, because you're a baki. If you're not a baki, you can't be b'tchila b'shabbos. So what's the case that you potter in Shema on Friday night? What's the case you potter Friday night in Shema? Are you baki? So then you're not munderus at Shema. You're not, you can say Shema. Are you not a baki? You can't be baki with Chilu B'Shabbos. So what's the case? So there's two pshatim. So you have to say either Rabbah holds like a baya that tirda the mitzvah is a ptur. The tirda mitzvah means that I didn't do it yet is a ptur. That's how I've learned that those mandi amrim. Or that's how I saw that the Rashi says. What? The tirda that he didn't do b'yah. He can't do b'yah, but tirda didn't do b'yah. We asked before, that's not enough tirda like an avil. Here's a tirda the mitzvah. He's ain't a baki. And he didn't do it yet. So therefore, he's upset he didn't do it yet. Tirda mitzvah, one pshat. The other pshat is, that's one pshat. I saw in the Shittim Gavetz, it says, he can still do Tosfos' pshat for this. It's not Tosfos' pshat in the Sukkah, but for this, he can still tell Tosfos' pshat. At the end of the Maschal Loi, Tosfos is like this. Mashanah she'ain't a baki, look at Tosfos' the end of Loi. Before the Maisa, you're Reim, Shloye Bekiyim. Look at Turdim Kulum. Even if someone's a Baki, everyone's nervous. Before, B'Shas Shema, before they get it started, they're nervous then. And therefore, they have a Ptur there. That's the Taisha learns that they want to start with this. Akapanim. So that's what we're holding in the Gemara over here. That we have here, Rabba says, it's not up to grace. Why Baki about Taya? Omale Rava Bar Rav Chanon. La Abaya El Miata. Now that we're saying that Rav Bikim, so there's a takana that we had later on in the Gemara that says that they appointed after Beis. It says they used to maimid shashvinin, like these helpers for him and for her, waiting there with a shmata to catch the psulim afterwards, to go into the room and get the psulim, get the dam to show that she was a psula, because if not, he can make up a story and say she wasn't a psula. So El Miata Shvinin Lama Mapa Lama. And what do you need a Mapa Shvinin? Why? Because Rashi says like this. The whole reason is they shouldn't do Ramayas and claim she's a Ba'ul already. So they come and say, oh no, she's a Psula. But L'chay, if it's Baki Ba'ataya, if Shai do Ataya, you defeat the whole purpose. They still could do Ataya. They still could do Ataya and still be a Ramay. On Malay, Hosam Shema Yirav Yavoid. Rashi explains like this. That if he does Ataya, there's no worry about Ramayas, because she'll prove she's a psula still. There's a way of testing it. They can sit on a barrel. The Gemara will say, Reicha Noidev. There's a way to test a Isha if she's still a psula. But he's telling she's a Ba'ula, and there was no Dam. So that, we don't want him to get away with. Therefore, we have here Shashvinin and a Mape to prove that there was Dam over here, so he won't get rid of the Dam. So there is a purpose in having this. Because in the case where there was Psulim, We have the thing here. And the case where he did Ataya anyway, she could tie her, she's a Psula, and therefore we're not worried about it. Zog the Gemara Vaita. One more kasha the Gemara tries to ask. Moshe Rav Ami. Rav Ami asks from a different halacha. Hamafis Mursa, a difference in Mishnah Shabbos. Hamafis Mursa B'Shab. Someone has a wart or a blister on Shabbos, and he makes a hole in it, and there's two reasons to make a hole. Either to get ear into it, the ear should go in and out, that will make it heal, or the reason why I make a hole in it is in order to take out the lecha, take out the pus. So a mafis moris b'shabbos, im las lepeh, if you're trying to make a opening in it, chayif, then you're chayif because of boina. You see here, you want to rise that there's a din boina by a person. Rashi brings a pasuk ve'even hatzatzala. Vim lahoitzi men alecha, but if you're doing it, lahoitzi men alecha is potter. You're potter. And it's a mutter. And the kasha is that we hold, if Imanim holds also to do bia betchila on Shabbos, is why? Because he might see dam, because let's say it's a chabura. So Rav Ami learned it would be outside chabura. Here you see that it's no problem of chabura. Hoytzman alecha is not a problem of chabura. Even though you take out the lecha, we're saying it's not a problem of chabura. Look, what's the, he's naming on that a blister is similar to the dam basulam. So the Gemara says, Hasam Bailecha Pakid Va'akir. There, not only is it separated, it's not part of the basar, part of the skin and part of the meat of the person. It's even akir. It's not even absorbed into the basar anymore. It's completely separate. So therefore it's zichanat a chabala. Hacha by the dam basulam pakid loy akir. Maybe it's pakid, but it's loy akir, and therefore it has a tzad that it could be mechubah and it could be called a chabura. So therefore it's not a dimyan. Obviously, from this Gemara's Kasha, there'd be other ways out, Ayin Toisvis, and different things, but Rav Amin assumed that it was a Shaila of Chabura, and he says, there, it's part of Mishum Chabura. What happened over here? Why here is it also at Chabura? Teretz is, there it's more Mifka Pocket than here. There it's Mifka Pocket and separated completely from the Basar, Mashainkin, by a membrane of Adam Basulim, it's more attached to the Basar, and therefore it's more Shaykh to be a Chabura.